with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
And, Tim, don't we live in a beautiful area? There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, motorcycle riding, hunting. You know, the list goes on and on.
Yes, it does. And, hey, tonight in the studio, we have with us Lori Baker.
That's right. Lori is the CEO and general manager of Upstate CA, also known as Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association, and provides leadership for the Redding Tourism Marketing Group and the California Welcome Center in Anderson.
Diane, I was at the Welcome Center this past week, and I'm excited to talk with Lori about the visitors who come to this area.
Oh, so am I.
So what about you, Diane? Did you get out and do anything this past week?
Well, I don't know if fishing is going to count for me because I did more sunbathing than fishing. My husband went fishing. I just went along for the ride.
Yeah. Well, sunbathing, I think that counts. You got out
should.
In the sun,
yeah,
right?
Yes, I did. And he caught fish.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Where did he go?
He went to Oroville, like the Oroville Lake.
Okay. Did they catch bass or
yes.
trout? Okay.
It was
nice.
Bass. And so,
nice.
You know, I don't hook them. I don't, you know, touch them. I don't even cook them. But I like to go sunbathing.
Oh, well, good for you. That's
yeah.
that's good. I'm
what
glad.
Did you do?
Well, on Saturday, I decided to just take a walk across Shasta Dam. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't done it in a long time. And it's amazing how much I had forgotten how massive Shasta Dam is.
It is.
And to get out there and to see how far up the lake has risen. Do you know, it's right now, it's right at 5 feet from the top. It's just amazing.
Beautiful.
And last Saturday, it was a little bit windy and a little bit cool, and I walked across the dam. It's about, you know, you go across the dam and back, you're doing more than a mile. And there were other people out there. It was just, other than the wind, it was a nice day. But I saw one guy that was kind of jogging. He had one of those water packs on, and which maybe one of these days I'll get myself one of those water packs. And I was wondering, because one of the trails I really like is called the Dry Creek Trail. And the trailhead, you have to go across the dam, make a right-hand turn, and then there's the trailhead. And my curiosity was all about whether or not you could even access that trailhead, and you can't. But this guy that was jogging, he wanted to get there. I know that he did, because he was trying to find a way, and he was climbing up the side of the hill, and he was trying to make his way through the brush, and I was just kind of shaking my head, you know, this guy's in these jogging shorts and this short shirt.
He was determined.
He was determined, and he was going up a little bit of a cliff, and I could see the trailhead, and I'm thinking he's not going to make it. I was hoping to, you know, see how far he actually would get, but I eventually lost sight of him because I saw another gentleman that was standing on the shore, and he pulled in a really nice bass.
And oh, that did it.
Yeah. And so, anyway, I told Mom about this hike that I did, and she and I, the next day, Sunday morning, we went out for breakfast, and as soon as I pulled into the parking lot, we went to that giant orange, you know, the big orange there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By Pine Grove Avenue.
Good.
And as soon as I got out of the car, she noticed I was wearing walking shoes. And she said, and I'm wearing walking shoes. Let's go out to the dam. And so we did it again on Sunday. And it was a nice walk with her. And actually, it was a much more beautiful day. There was no wind. We stood there at the dam. We watched a bald eagle literally go into the water, grab a fish. And so it was pretty exciting and such a wonderful thing to see that lake. And then Monday evening, I decided that I needed to grab my kayak. I hadn't been out in my kayak in a while.
We used to go fishing.
Yeah.
In kayaks.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, and that's what I was planning on doing. So I went out to Jones Valley and I just kind of pulled into the closest spot where you could get to the water. I pulled in there, unloaded my kayak, had my fishing poles, got into the water, lots of debris, lots of logs and, you know, driftwood.
Right.
All over the place, and I was a little bit concerned about whether or not I was going to be able to paddle my way through to where it was a little bit freer. But as soon as I did, I immediately dropped the line in, and I think it was my third cast I got a nice bass, about a 3-pound spotted bass.
He has pictures.
I do have pictures. And but yeah. Then I fished for probably another hour and a half. And I got a few bites and caught a couple small ones.
Aww.
And I decided, well, I'm going to go back. You know, at least I have one. And sure enough, I caught another nice one. Not quite as big, but it was very nice. And so I felt like it was a successful day. And then with the days being longer like this, instead of going to the gym first thing in the morning, I've been hitting the trail. And so I've been getting in about a 4.5-mile hike in the mornings.
Nice.
And it's nice and cool right now and just beautiful. But one of the things, you know, we've got Liam back. He's been gone for a couple of weeks. And Liam has been doing that Bigfoot Adventure Challenge.
Yes, sir.
How's it going with that, Liam?
I'm moving.
Yeah.
This week's been a little bit of a challenge because it's, like, suddenly hot. So that's not great.
Right.
I can't fit it in my afternoon, so.
Right.
I'm enjoying it.
Got to drink lots of water. Just get
up. Oh, Lord.
Well, you're here in the mornings, aren't you?
Also, I am. So I'm trying to fit. I am. So I'm trying to fit it in on the mornings that I'm not.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How much more do you have to go?
I'm not sure. I think I've put in about 100 miles.
100 miles on your mountain bike.
So I think I'm about halfway.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that.
This is the one where you have the card and you have to mark off
correct
the ones that you've completed, correct?
And if you do it, you get some socks. It's a lot of work for socks.
Right. Hey.
What else do you
I don't think it's about the socks.
Oh, it's not. It's just the challenge itself.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Right. So, well, hey, that's awesome. And, and the weather has been getting warmer. And
boy,
and,
has it.
It has. It was 95 today.
95 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And to me, it's been a bit humid also.
It has.
And so that's why it's nice when I can get out on the trail about 5:45
yeah.
right now because the days are long enough or, you know, it's light enough in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I just I love starting my day like that. I've been going out there to the trailhead at Quartz Hill Road. It is part of the Hornback Trail. And you know what, Diane, this is kind of interesting because we had a few weeks ago the gal from the gold mining cast,
yes.
You know, to talk about gold mining, and she talked about quartz and how
yes.
it's got to be the dirty quartz. So I'm looking for the dirty quartz on this trail because
yes.
there's quartz all over the place.
Did you find it?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't find any gold.
However, but you found quartz.
It finally dawned on me why that road is called Quartz Hill Road. Duh.
I spent an afternoon gold panning.
Oh, you did, Liam?
I found nothing.
You found nothing. Where did you go, Liam?
My secret spot.
Your,
but, you
okay.
know, it doesn't need to be a
see,
secret.
See, these gold
like
miners,
anything special about
they,
it.
They don't
gold,
say.
So.
Well, Liam, I had a whole story just mapped out in my head of why you were you know, gone, because the last time I saw you, it was that night
it
we were talking
gold
about
night.
Gold.
You're right.
So I thought, he found gold.
Struck it rich.
He's out of here. He said he's found it. He's out of here.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's good to see you again and love to always. I do hear you once in a while during the mornings.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate you being on the board for us.
Thank
and
you.
Helping us to sound good.
It's my job. I enjoy it. I do really enjoy it.
So. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Liam, we're actually going to throw it over to you because we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we are going to be talking with Lori Baker. And I am really excited to get into the nitty-gritty of some of the things that she does.
Absolutely.
again. Those winds of change are blowing in. I know, yes, I know, feels like freedom.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival will present speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And Diane, we are really blessed to have a wonderful sponsor for this program. Why don't you tell us about them?
Oh, they are wonderful. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our brand new sponsor, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators has been around for 15 years, and they are definitely named right because they are professional exterminators, because they are the true professionals who will take care of everything from ants, spiders, wasps, roaches, earwigs, fleas, bedbugs, and moths. They also take care of those smaller rodents which seem to make their way into the storage shed, garage, and even the house. And I'm talking about mice and rats, Tim, and they'll do pest trapping like skunks, raccoons, and any other kind of unwanted critter. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, amazing people who are an integral part of this community. And so no matter what your need, you can call them, and they will give you a zero-obligation free estimate. So if it something's bugging you, give them a call at 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators. That, once again, that's 530-338-2822.
All right. Thank you, Dave and Madonna. We appreciate it greatly. Well, Diane, we have Lori Baker, who is CEO, General Manager of Upstate CA, and we are just thrilled to have her. Lori, she provide some additional leadership with Reading Tourism Marketing Group and the California Welcome Center in Anderson. Lori, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
It is great to have you. And am I saying all of that correctly? I know that you are the CEO, General Manager of Upstate CA, right?
Right.
And then what is your involvement as far as for the Reading Tourism and Marketing Group?
Okay, well, the Reading Charles American Group, the group of hoteliers, Reading hoteliers who got together and assessed themselves. They said, you know what, we need money to market us and fill our rooms. And so they collect that money and they give it to my team and we market the hoteliers and lodging and our vacation rentals and any visitor can stay anywhere within the city limits.
Awesome.
We're marketing them.
Awesome. Nice. Now, how exactly did you become the CEO of Upstate CA? Tell us about that process.
Well, I would say it was luck and timing.
Luck and timing, right?
I can't say, oh, well, you know, I went to school for this and this is what I did. But my career was all about, I got a marketing degree and I was in sales and marketing and in the corporate world and worked my way up that ladder. And came back to Reading because I was born and raised here. Went to Shasta High.
Woo-hoo. That's right.
Enterprise here.
Well,
come on, Hornet.
Still love you.
Yeah.
And so came back with the family.
Right.
And I had no idea what tourism was about. I didn't even know that was a career. And so I just kind of was able to interview and get a job doing industry relations.
Okay.
And then timing was right. The CEO was ready to retire. And so they went out and looked around and talked to different people, and I was just lucky enough to love the place enough, live here, know it well enough, been here long enough to understand and have the background. And so I was
you
able
fit.
To, I fit.
That's right.
Yeah.
So is Upstate CA and Shasta Wonderland, am I saying, or Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association, are they one in the same?
Yeah, you just nailed why we changed our name.
Right.
Yeah. You just nailed it.
I stumbled over it.
Right. Different. Well, Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association has been around over 90 years.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And I think we're coming up on 100 years now. And so, but a lot of people still didn't know what we were and what we did. And so we thought, okay, we'll change our brand. So we came up with Upstate CA because instantly you get that vision in your head. Everybody knows New York. They think of the city and Upstate New York is rural. So that described us. It's like everybody thinks of LA and Hollywood.
So true.
And Upstate CA, you think of us. And then we also got out of that fight of Northern California. Everybody says they're the true North, far North, real North. We're Northern California. And we thought, let's just let people see in their mind what we really are.
Right.
And so we came up with the name Upstate CA.
Yeah, it's
like
a great name.
It
is. No doubt about it. I agree with you. That contention about Northern California, when people say, yeah, I've been to Northern California, to the San Francisco area, and I'm thinking, no, that's not Northern California.
That's right.
You know, but I do have some friends in Wairika. They don't think Reading is Northern California. So, you know, I guess it continues on with that debate. But give us a little more history about Upstate CA.
A little more history.
Mm-hmm. You said 90
years. Oh, yeah. Okay. So the organization started a long time ago before we had roads. So all the business people, commerce business people got together and said, you know what? We can't get business and bring commerce here if we don't have good roads. So really the organization started about getting roads into the area. And then once that happens, like, okay, we got these roads. We can bring people in. Then they move to, okay, so now we can get them here. But how do we tell them they need to come here? So then it morphed into more promoting the area.
Okay, promoting the area.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say Upstate CA, it's not just Shasta County.
Mm-mm.
So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we promote the 8 northeastern counties of California.
Mm-hmm. Which are?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we have Modoc, Lassen, Plumas, Butte, Shasta, Trinity, Siskiyou. Oh, dear. Tehama.
Tehama. There we go.
I said Sutter, but that's close.
Yep, she's keeping her job.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
That's why she's CEO. I love it.
And so, how involved are you with the other counties and trying to figure out how you're going to promote the other counties?
Yeah, well, it's, as you know, that's difficult to know everything there is to know about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a board of directors, and we have somebody from every single county.
Okay.
On the board of directors. So they can come in and tell us, hey, this is what's new, this is what's going, these are challenges. So we're in contact with them. And then we also have members that join us. So those who want to put their brochures in the California Welcome Center, they want to be on the website, or they want to co-op with different marketing opportunities. So just by partnering with us and marketing with us, they become members. And so that they also tell us what's going on and give us the feedback and tell us about events. So anybody can go to Upstate CA and go to events and submit an event in one of those eight counties, and we will then put it on the website.
Awesome. I ran into Dave Gowan.
Ah, yes.
Last night at the Chamber of Commerce Show and Shine. Mm-hmm. So I had to stop him and say, hey, Lori's coming on the program tomorrow night. And he seemed very pleased. Is he still the president?
He is the president. Wonderful man.
Yes.
Great support.
And how many people do you have on your board?
We have 12.
12 people on your board. So tell us, what exactly is presently, I know it started off for roads. What presently would you say is the vision and purpose of Upstate CA?
Well, vision and purpose is to, same thing that it always was, just done differently, and that's to give exposure to the area. So if we can get more people to understand who we are, about our outdoor recreation, ta-da!
Right. Yes.
So talk about our outdoor recreation and what we have. It's, the whole idea is, what do we have that's different from everyone else? And so if we can talk about that and get people interested, the more people we can give exposure to the area, more people we can get interested in the area, then the local businesses can have, like, a bigger piece of pie.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
They have more to pull into their businesses. So that's
cool.
What
Lori, what about, what is the pull in Reading? I mean, what do you think is one of the largest draws that we have to this community at this time? Because I know it changes all the time.
That's tough to say the largest draw, but I would say all eight counties have trails.
Trails.
We have fabulous trails, all eight counties, right?
Yep.
So there's your hiking, and in fact that it's all, you know, most everywhere you can take your dogs as long as they're on a leash and you pick up after them and all of that. So most everywhere, you know, people can take their animals. Yeah. So that's a biggie. And of course our lakes, you know, you mentioned two of them earlier today.
Right.
So, our lakes are great, and our water. Stop and think about it. There's not a lot the rest of California that depend on our water, love our water, and right now we have a lot of it.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I definitely believe that it was the outdoor recreation opportunities. As a matter of fact, Diane and I moved here with our parents in 1977, and one of the key reasons is because my dad loved the outdoors and all of the outdoor recreation opportunities here. We were living in Salinas, California, you know, between Salinas and Monterey. And it's interesting now. It's a fun place to go visit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but sometimes I think people even here locally can lose sight of how many outdoor recreational opportunities there really are, and just very close for us who live here in Reading. But it goes beyond that. I lived in Burney for 4 years, and really only the last year that I really began to explore, and it was just amazing to me. The number of waterfalls, the number of trails, the Pacific Crest Trail goes through that area, and just, if somebody loves to get out and about, the North State or the Upstate area of California is a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, you stop and think about it, the waterfalls in different places that have waterfalls. I mean, we have beautiful hikes that get you to our waterfalls.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you can't beat that. You have two in one. And there's a lot of them.
Absolutely. Well, we used to spend our summers on the lake, you know, and that's, you know, why we got familiar with this area.
Exactly. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the visitor center. It's, well, kind of interesting how many people in this area have not been to the visitor center unless you were a child growing up and you are a teacher and you went there for that purpose. But I went there and I was quite impressed. So we're going to be back. You're listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough along with
Diane Morgan.
ready? What's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
Listening to a little bit of Ruthie Foster. She's going to be at the Cascade Theater tonight, and I am going to be there.
I'm so jealous.
I am greatly looking forward to it. She's a blues singer, and she has kind of that gospel feel, you know,
yes.
And so I enjoy it very much. Diane, something's coming up for the kids next week. What is that?
You're not going to believe this, but they have Kids Nature Exploration Day. I'm telling you, if you have some kids that are ages 5 to 15, you need to go because they have got some great exploration and scientific events, and they tell us to bring a picnic blanket and lunch, and they'll have free popcorn there and snow cones. And let me tell you, it's a great way to get outside with the family. And if you want tickets to that, they are $2 for the children, and you can get that on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. And yes. Where is this event going to be held at?
Oh, it's going to be I believe to the Need Camp.
Need Camp.
At Whiskey
That's
Town
awesome.
Lake. I mean,
yes.
I remember Need Camp.
Yes, me too.
Woo. Good times.
Yeah. So that is the Kids Nature Exploration Day.
Yes.
And it sounds like a lot of fun. What about the age of the kids?
Now, I'm a little bit disappointed in that. I have two grandchildren, and both are, one's 2 and one's 4. So mm-hmm. I'm going to miss that.
Right.
And I really feel that every child should have an opportunity to explore these scientific
things. It's not all about your grandkids.
I know. Yes, it is. If people keep telling me that, and I'm like, no, it really is.
Yeah. So next Saturday, not tomorrow, but the following Saturday, if you have children ages 5 to 15, check this out, the Kids Nature Exploration
I'll be the
Day.
One with the boycotting
yeah.
you know, sign.
Hey, I wonder what the weather is going to be like this weekend. Liam, can you give us a little weather update
yes.
here?
So we have a high of 91 tomorrow, a low of 63 tonight. We had a high of 95 today, so that's a little bit of an improvement.
Yes.
Tomorrow night we're looking at a low of 59, and Sunday a high of 82.
Okay, better, going in the right direction.
Come in. Mm-hmm. Rolling around Monday night, we're going to have rain, and that's going to continue through Friday. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through Friday?
Through Friday. Very likely going to be our last rain prior to November.
Well, let's hope so. I'm going to wind up having to go back down to the gym. I was really loving these morning hikes, but that's okay.
Walk in the rain, brother. Walk in the rain.
Hey, we have on the air with us tonight Lori Baker, who is the CEO, General Manager of Upstate CA, and we've enjoyed talking with her about that organization and some of the things that they do. Lori, one of the questions and one of the things I want to talk with you about tonight is the visitor center in Anderson. And so tell us, first of all, how long has that visitor center been there?
Let's say the California Welcome Center has been there about 25 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I went there this week and I was pleasantly surprised. Mm. It's the very first time that I had ever gone there. And I was just amazed at the displays and all of the things that are available to people. So tell us a little bit about those things.
Yeah, well, I'll also say I was born and raised here, and not until I had the job about 12 years ago and going to the Welcome Center, I realized how much more there is to do. All of us think, oh, I've done everything, but there is just so much to do. Right. And so that Welcome Center is great. We have brochures for that people can take with them that helps them explain different things that they can do. We have displays. We have actual tourism specialists that were there, and they'll ask you the questions like, what do you like to do? And, well, have you been here? And have you tried that? And so instead of just going to a website, which we have, and instead of just looking at brochures, which we have, you have the people that you can talk to, and they can give you ideas of where to go, what to do, something that's different. We have a fish tank there, and right now it's going through renovations, making a new home for the fish, but we get local indigenous fish, trout, in right. there when they're itty-bitty little fish. Aww. And then they grow up to be great big fish, and they don't have as much room, but it's a huge tank. Right. And then they'll go out, and we'll get the little babies in again. The kids, even the adults, they love feeding them and watching them swim around. Yeah.
It's a place I know that a lot of classes, schoolrooms yeah. come, and they get to see that. But because Diane and I are a little bit older, it's not something that we have necessarily thought about to stop in there.
Right.
And tell us where it's located.
So we're at the end of the Gateway Shopping Center, which used to be the outlets.
Right.
So it's right off of I-5 there. And we have a lot with displays, too. We have displays of Wind River. The Renteria has given us some displays that we have there. Mm. And so, and different in Kahima County Museum. And so we have different displays in these plexiglass boxes besides what I've already described that we have.
Right.
We have a picnic table out back. People can stop. They're visitors. They can stop and have something to eat if they want there. We have snacks. We have a little gift shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so I walked in there. A lot of cool things in there.
Yeah. So, and we have things that are, you know, it's not as beautiful as our Enjoy store across the way here, but it is local things and, you know, California branded things. And
yes. And some great postcards.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend that was in the Redding area, and she was going back to Arkansas to visit her family, and she was having a hard time just finding postcards or anything, gifts and things along that line. And I did mention that that might be a possibility. Of course, she wound up going back to Arkansas. And hello, Fanny. I know that she is listening
now.
And but when I walked in there, I thought, oh, I wish we would have come in here before she took off. Because, you know, some of the local stores, they have a hard time finding those postcards of, you know, pictures of just the local area here.
Yeah, it's funny how many postcards we do sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. But I would invite everybody that's local that hasn't been in to come on in, because there's something that you can learn and a new place you can figure out you want to go. And when we have the kids, we have a blast. We're bringing a fishing game and fire trucks, and the smoke jumpers were there today. And
oh, nice.
We had a gentleman named Gabriel who came in and did help the kids with gold panning, and they did find gold.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Liam.
Oh.
Liam, you should have been there, man.
Yeah, but they had it a little bit easier, you know.
Right.
Well, I love how personal you make it by making that individual and talking with every person that comes in and trying to gear them towards what they really enjoy.
Yeah.
I think that's really wonderful.
Great, thanks.
Now, where do people come from that stop there?
Wow. just about everywhere. It's fun. That's part of the fun job, to talk to people. We're just on the road all the time, mm-hmm. and they'll pop in. But we get a lot of people from Canada.
You know, when I stopped in there, I talked with Brian, mm-hmm. who was working there that day, and he was telling me that. Matter of fact, he kind of flipped through this guest sign-in book, mm-hmm. and was showing, see, Canada, Canada, Canada.
Wow.
Well, I wonder why. Any idea, Lori, as to why people from Canada seem to come in to that place?
Well, they seem to like our sunshine.
Right.
So, and I think they know when they're in California that there's California Welcome Centers all over, so they can always stop and rest and refuel and, well, not refuel their vehicles. We don't have gas stations there, but
right. across the way.
Enjoy, right?
Yeah. Not too far from there.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because they have a visitor center in Canada. That's amazing. So they're probably expecting that from us. So I think that we did well. I think we're doing really well.
Right. And so, yeah, that I just think that that's pretty amazing. And I will say that I also saw the map with the little pins. And literally people from all over the world have stopped in there at the Welcome Center.
I'm going.
And, it was just really amazing to me. I mean, of course, from all over the United States, but in other countries and little places that I didn't even know what the name of them were, you know, like around New Zealand and Australia. And it was just pretty amazing what brings them here to Redding, California, to this northern region. And so,
what a great job. Are you hiring?
Right? It is the best job. You stop thinking, what do we get to do? We get to help people on vacation. They're in a good mood.
And you get to learn about every place they're from. So mm-hmm. it's great.
Yeah.
So, Lori, you brought in for us, and I actually had grabbed one of these when I was at the visitor center, and this is the Visitor's Guide, which is a very beautiful magazine that talks about the different counties, and I don't want to get ahead of you, so tell us about this visitor's guide.
So we print this once a year, and that's why it's on such nice paper, and it's thick, but we have stories about what to do in each county, and photographs, and itineraries, and places to stay, and places to eat, and things to do. So we have found we will do travel and adventure shows.
Mm-hmm.
And people absolutely love this because it's one magazine with everything in it from all eight counties. So they tend to feel like, oh, this is great. It's all in one. And
who puts that together?
We do. Upstate CA puts it together. And Lisa May is in charge of that. She does a wonderful job and works with all of our partners, and all of our partners are in there. And she, you know, just works with designers to actually, you know, put it together and change it up every year. And
so you put it out once a year?
Once a year.
That's awesome.
And I was very impressed with it when I got home and I'm sitting in my recliner and I'm just flipping through it. And like you said, there's itineraries for each of these eight counties, things to do when you go there, and even kind of suggestions. Well, you can go here and then you can do this next and try going here next. And one of my favorite pages to look at was the amazing waterfalls to see in upstate CA. And so I looked at that and I thought, okay, I've been to every single one of those except for one.
Which one?
The Bastarsi Falls. I was hiking there, but I was with someone, and to take the turn to walk up the creek at that point in time, because you have to hike in to get there.
Okay.
So we actually hiked up a little bit further. It's around Castle Craigs.
Uh-huh.
And I did not know what the falls were called until I saw this book here. We hiked up to the Root Creek Falls, which is actually a very beautiful place. You can stop right there on the trail, kick back, this just beautiful waterfall coming down. And so when I see things like that, I think that a lot of times people don't fully realize everything that is in upstate California.
And this is a perfect time of year to go see the waterfalls.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh,
it is. Absolutely perfect time of year.
Yeah. All the snow melting, all the tributaries are full. Hey, listen, we've got to take a break right now. And we just want to remind you that you are listening to Shasta Outdoors with Tim Scarborough.
And Diane Morgan.
And we'll be right back.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
Hey, Diane, next weekend there is the Back the Blue Bass Tournament.
Oh, you're excited.
I would love to be part of that. Let's see if it might work out. But it's put on by California Custom. They do trailers, power sports, marine, and all of that. The Bass Tournament is next Saturday, May 6th. At Shasta Lake, I believe that they're going to be meeting out there at Bridge Bay Marina. And this is it's going to benefit the Friends of Shasta County Canine.
And ooh, so I like that.
A great cause. They need to get a trailer for their canine unit, and I think that it's worthwhile. It's a $100 entry fee per person. You can have as many people in the boat as you want because it's a total of five fish. So you have four guys out there, and they catch their best five fish, the largest bass. It's a one-day tournament, big fish, trophies, prizes, no limit on boat or participants.
Hmm.
And so if you want information on that, get a hold of California Custom. Their phone number is 275-7300, 275-7300, or you can go to their website, cow-custom.com. Sounds like a very fun event and something that I would actually enjoy. Mm-hmm. Well, tonight we have been talking with Lori Baker. She is the CEO, General Manager of Upstate CA. And we were talking a little bit about the Welcome Center and people that come to this area. So, Lori, my question is, what's a common misconception about Upstate California?
Wow. That's a good question. Wish you told me that ahead of time so I could have thought that one through.
Could have been part of our break chit-chat.
I know, right? That's going to be only fair.
Yeah. Now, when I go around and I tell people that I'm from Redding, California, you know what they say?
Where's Redding?
No. Well, after that, if they actually know where Redding is, they say, oh, it's really hot there.
Yes, well, yes.
And it does get hot here.
But we have extreme weather in every season.
Well, if you're going to enjoy water, don't you want it warm?
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of water and warm, how much does the full lake, Shasta Lake is full, how much does that affect the tourism in this area?
That's a great question. When the lakes are full, everybody wants to be on the lake. So it really does help tourism when we get the word out and that the lakes are full. However, I did do a houseboating trip at not the most recent drought, but the one before.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids had more fun when the lake was low.
Right.
because there was plenty of water to still be out there and have a good time, but the mud. They loved the mud.
Oh, that's great. Well, then that is a misconception right there.
Is that
the only time that the lake can be fun is when it's full.
That's right.
And a lot of people think that, but Shasta Lake is a huge lake.
It is.
And even during drought times, I mean, there's a lot that you can do out there from fishing to boating, houseboating. It still can be a really good time. And so you have an event coming up next week, Lori. Can you tell us about that?
I'd love to. So May 3rd, we'll start there. We have an open house at the California Welcome Center. And we do not get state funds to run that. It's all nonprofit, but the Visit California is going to be there talking about the welcome centers. And so we're going to have food and beverages and
booze. Are you going to have booze?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we'll invite, we just love to have our people, anybody down who hasn't been through, they can take a look and have some extra eats and drinks and stuff. And then May 4th, the next day, we're having our annual tourism summit. So once a year, we will have a big presentation where we talk about Upstate California, maybe the promotional pieces we've done, what we've done, where we're going. We always bring in speakers. This year we have Black Truck and Active NorCal. So they're talking about social media and then talking about marketing for small businesses. So we'll be teaching people a little bit about who we are, and then they'll be helping business as well. That's May 4th. It'll be at Red Lion. And if they go to Upstate CA, they can register.
Awesome. You know, Diane, that sounds like something we should go to.
You know,
we'd be invited to go to something.
You would be invited.
Well, what do you know? I've already got our receipt here for
registration. We're coming.
Oh my gosh, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
I do. See right there?
Great.
Lisa, you mentioned Lisa May. This email came from her on that. And so, yes, we're going to be there.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Thank you.
I will be there both the evening and for the...
Just don't let me drink too much of the beverages, you know, the alcohol.
I'll watch you.
Because I'm not gonna be worth anything the next day.
I don't drink the alcohol.
We'll take your keys at the door. Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
You can just ride with me.
Oh yeah, you're my designated driver.
Yeah, exactly. But it sounded like a really good event.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about the website, because I did a lot of surfing around there and it would take me a really long time to go through all of that website. So much information there. Tell us about that.
Well, we've designed it two different ways. One is if you're looking for certain activities, you can look for the activity you want and probably find it. Or we also have it organized by county. So you can either say, I want to go to this county. What does this county have? Like Modoc County. What's in Modoc County? I've never been to Modoc County. Or what does Siskiyou have? And so we've organized it both ways so that you can find what you're looking for.
I think that's absolutely great, and it will be a resource for me because here on the radio program, we always like to promote one or two things every week, outdoor-type activities that are taking place, and I was really excited to see that event page and all of the things that are listed there. And so if people are looking for things to do, go to upstateca.com, and you'll find a list of events. And then what if somebody wanted to post an event?
Go to the same place, upstateca.com, and go to the events page, and it'll say submit event. And we're going to want a picture, and we'll tell you the size picture we want. We want a description, and we want your information in case we have some questions that we want to make your description a little broader. Or
how awesome is that?
And then we'll put it up there, and it doesn't cost anybody anything. We want to talk about all there is to do in the area.
Yeah, and I think that's wonderful. It is a wonderful resource. I'm going to provide a link from my website at doesmysoulwell.com. And that way, you know, if somebody actually goes to my website, they can go to that page, and that way we'll be linked to you because it is probably the best resource that I have seen. And speaking of the website, Diane, how can people get a hold of us?
Okay. You can go to It Does My Soul Well. Yes, spelled exactly the way it is. ItDoesMySoulWell.com. And you can email at itdoesmysoulwell@gmail.com. And then you can find us on Facebook as well. And guess what? It's going to be under It Does My Soul Well.
Oh, that's easy.
It sure is.
I wonder who came up with all of that. And so, Lori, if people were wanting to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
They can call me, 378-5595, or they can email me, Lori@ShastaCascade.org.
Okay. How do you spell Lori?
L-A-U-R-I-E.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. And give us that number one more time.
530-378-5595.
And again, the website is upstateca.com. And I encourage everybody to take a look at that. And I really would love to see a lot of people come to that open house that you have. People in this area, it was interesting. I was in a meeting today. I was doing a meet and greet, and there was about 9 people there. And I was asking them about what kind of outdoor recreation they enjoyed doing. And I mentioned the fact that you were going to be on the air tonight and that I had gone down to the Welcome Center. And I asked out of all 9 of them, how many of them have been there? Only one raised their hand. And so I'm thinking, man, this is sort of a secret almost. You know, we've all seen it. If we've driven south from Redding or, you know, driven north from Cottonwood, it's there. It's easy to see and a great place to go visit. And I would just encourage people to do that. Now, one last thing. Upstate CA is a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Are there ways if people just wanted to donate?
Yes. Well, yeah, we have a box out front when they come into the Welcome Center. Mm-hmm. They can, you know, donate there because, like I said, we're nonprofit, and anybody who puts their brochures there, that money helps support it. And anybody who's in our visitor's guide, that helps support it. So it's all those type of, everything's tied around getting information out, talking about outdoor recreation to also fund us as well. And I'll say, if anybody knows grants that I should go after and they can help me with that, that would be fabulous.
I've done a few.
Well, Lori, hey, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
We truly appreciate it. And Diane,
yes,
it was nice that you zipped in here last minute this evening.
Hey, there's a big event going on this weekend, so hey, can't help it.
Anyway, hey, next week we've got Matt Atkins is going to be on the program. He is a professional bass fisherman, and so you know I'm already starting to drool.
Yes, you are.
And I'm hoping that he'll give us some information. I'd like to get a hold of him before, because I think it would really help the program if he would just take me out fishing one day first.
Well, I just want to have that debate with him between it being lucky or you having skill in order to catch that fish.
Yeah, well, I think Mr. Atkins has a great deal of skill.
I think so, too.
So anyway, hey, folks, you have been listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
We thank you for listening, and we will be back here next week.
Take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.